And staying with the topic of animal welfare, and now to puppy farms. Later today, the Dáil will debate a bill to regulate them. The Dog Welfare Amendment Bill aims to restrict breeding ages and also the number of litters a female breeding dog would be allowed. Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore is behind the bill, saying animal charities and rescue centres are being left to pick up the pieces in the absence of proper dog breeding regulations. She joins us here now in studio to discuss this in more detail. Good morning and thanks for coming in. Firstly, Jennifer, just before we get into the details of this bill, why, as you describe it, is Ireland the puppy farm capital of Europe?
So that's actually how Ireland is known, because we produce so many pups in this country. And we're now at the stage where we're exporting pups, not just to the UK and to Europe, but Singapore. So this is a really big business. Approximately, they reckon probably around 30,000 pups are born into dog breeding establishments every year. But if you take into account pups that are born in backyards, we're looking at probably around 100,000 pups. So there is a huge number of pups being produced year on year. And unfortunately, for many of those pups, the way they're brought into the world is absolutely horrific. And so this bill really, what it does is, as you say, it regulates dog breeding establishments. So they're what we would know as puppy farms. So that's where you can have six or more breeding females on a site. But there's no control over the total number. You could have 300 females on a site producing thousands of pups. And those pups are born into horrendous conditions. The mother dogs are, you know, often found lying in their own excrement in tiny cages or concrete units with not enough food, not enough water, no access to exercise or to care. And the pups that are produced from that often have, you know, health issues, behavioural issues. So this has there's huge animal welfare concerns about this. It's not good for the mother dogs, not good for the pups. And it's also not good for the people who buy these pups, who then ultimately have to deal with the behavioural issues or potential health issues that they have.
You did write yesterday in the Irish Sun just saying Ireland's reputation as a nation of animal lovers stands in stark contrast to this growing crisis unfolding behind closed doors. So what are you then calling for specifically? Do you want a ban on puppy farms or just to change the restrictions around them?
They need to be much more highly regulated. So what Social Democrats are proposing is to have a cap on the number of breeding females on a site, so that there could be no more than 30, that there is a mandated staff to dog ratio. At the moment, there's not. You could have one person looking after 300 dogs and thousands of puppies. So we would have a 1-10 mandated ratio. The age of breeding, that you wouldn't be able to breed under the age of 16 months old. Currently, a 4-month old who's a pup themselves could actually be made to breed, which is just horrendous. We would have a 10-week separation period for pups. So it's essentially just controlling how they operate and what kind of welfare they are provided with.
As you say, puppy farms are rampant, but it must be said there are, of course, those dog breeders who do follow the rules. You're saying now politicians must do more to eliminate these cruel practices that you've been outlining. There is the Dog Breeding Establishments Act 2010, and there have been additions. We've had the microchipping of all dogs, and then the rules around the supply of all animals, including dogs, not just breeders, that they must register with authorities. You're saying that's not effective?
No, I don't think it is. I think we need, even if they register, the rules that they have to apply are very weak. And really, it's the rescues that pick up the pieces here. It's the rescues who see these mother dogs in horrendous conditions being bred over and over again. They're the ones that have to deal with the pups. You know, and actually, I've spent an awful lot of time talking to the rescues, and some of the stories are just horrendous. You know, pup deformities, mortality rates are very high, behavioural issues. And then the mother's just been so scared when they're finally rescued from these dog breed establishments. They may never have seen more than one person in their entire life. You know, they're automatic feeders on site. So, you know, to think that you could produce a pup in that environment and then for them to go into someone's house is incredible. You know, they need socialisation. These animals need to be around people. They need to be handled, to be cared for. And it's no wonder, really, that we have so many problems with animal behaviour because of this.
Now, this bill that you're introducing, it needs the government backing for the changes to come in. Do you think you'll get it?
I'm hoping I will. I mean, I've had huge public support on this. I think it's one of those issues that people just cannot understand why government has never regulated this properly. And so I'm really hoping the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and indeed those independents will actually back this bill today.
Importantly then, where does Ireland stand in comparison to the rest of Europe on this?
We would have much more lax regulations, and that's why we're actually producing so many and exporting so many.
Okay, Jennifer Whitmore, thank you very much for bringing us that. We will take a break.